What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Man, show you know how you see him in the background. Austin Peay's new head coach, Scotty Walden, in year three up at the P. Coach, good to talk to you, man. How you doing today, brother?
Hey, man, I'm feeling blessed. Being I'm on the Big Boss Man Show. I'm feeling you know alive, baby. I'm fired up. I appreciate you having us on.
Yes, sir. Hey, man, coach. Let me ask you, bro. Year three already. Does it feel like it's been that long already for you, man?
Man, it's flown by. No, it does not. I mean, dude, it feels like just yesterday, got hired, had a press conference, and now we're rolling. But God is good, man, and blessed me with an amazing opportunity here at Austin Peay. And it has just gone by in a whirlwind. And, you know, I look up sometime and I'm like, dang, I can't, man, we're already going on to game four in the season and, you know, into year three. So it's gone by in a blur, partner, gone by in a blur.
Man, I remember when you got hired up there. They, my man Kobe told me about it. I'm like, we got a new coach up here. I'm like, I see, man. And you're doing your thing, man. And let me ask you, I know you want guys who are talented on the field. What are you looking for in a young man off the field with those intangibles and his character that fits good into what you're doing up there at Austin Peay, man?
Yeah, well, we have something we talk about, living by the code, and it's those core values that, you know, a young man's got to exemplify off the field. Obviously, like you said, man, we got to have talent, no question. But, you know, I think that sometimes kids don't realize, man, there is talent in every state, in every city, in every high school. And it's all about finding not just the talent, but the right talent. And so the five core values that we live by the code that we talk about in code red for us is commitment, relentlessness, unselfishness, toughness, and integrity. And so those five, so we got to have those five qualities in a guy who's committed means that he's coachable. It means that he's committed to the process. He's committed to being great. He can't, like he's got to love ball and he's got to be coachable, because if you're committed, you're going to be coachable to something. And that means you want to be pushed. You know, I think average players, you know, they don't want to be coached real hard. You know, guys that ain't very good, they don't be coached real hard, pushed real hard. Guys that are high achievers and high learners, those guys want to be pushed, you know. And then number two, a guy who's relentless, a guy that, you know, he doesn't, he's got a chip on his shoulder. He comes from something, right? He comes from maybe, you know, there's a hard time in his life or a hard time in his career that he's overcome, and he's relentless in his pursuit for excellence because of that experience. And then number three, unselfish. We got a saying here in our program that there's no hope for a selfish player. So you can be as talented as you want. You can be as good as you want. I'll never forget this, man. We were recruiting a young man last year, and we were on the home visit. And, man, I'll never forget, man, he was – basically, you know, saying, hey, look, I mean, and I appreciated it. He was very honest, and we're very honest in the recruiting process. You know, we're not for everybody. We're not going to act like we're for everybody. And not everybody's for us. That's just the reality. And he was basically saying, like, hey, if I don't get my way, you know, on this, you know, I tend to act out this. And so basically he was, you know, one thing I've learned is, hey, if they show you, you got to listen, you know?
Yes.
So I listened to him, and I said, well, let me tell you something. Okay. If you don't get your way, This is the way I expect you to handle yourself. And so, you know, you have to have an unselfish humility is what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a humble person. I'm not looking for a guy that's just all about himself. Because at the end of the day, you know, those guys, they pull from your culture. Right. And then, you know, next tough, you know, we got to have tough people. I'm not more so talking physically. I'm talking mentally, you know, to play the game of Division I college football. I don't need people to understand, you know, how much goes into this. You know, people just see the Saturdays and just see the season. Well, in the off season, is he going to show up early? You know, we have something called Gov time here. You know, everything starts 5 minutes early. You know, if I got a workout starting at 6:30, at 6:25, at 6:26, you're late. You know, so like, you know, is that guy going to be mentally tough enough to handle the day-to-day grind of the demands of the accountability? Because, man, if they don't go to class, you know, we're running them. If they miss an assignment, we're running them. You know, we're going to be on them. This is when a young man signs up to play at Austin Peay State University in our program, he's not just signing up for football. He's signing up for to be taught in life. And yes. And so he's got to understand that, you know, it's not just about producing on the field. It's, you know, we're going to hold you accountable. But to do that, you got to be a mentally tough person. Then the last thing is, man, I don't do thieves. I don't do liars, man. I don't do that. And so you got to be a man of integrity. Even if you mess up, if you can be a man and own up to your mistakes, I'll appreciate that, you know, more than a guy trying to put on a facade or trying to sugarcoat something. If I ask a guy, hey, why'd you miss class today? They should have the wherewithal that I'm asking them, because I already know you missed class.
Yes.
And all I'm trying to see is if you're telling me the truth of why you missed class, coach, this, that, you know, because you're either going to make excuses or you're going to tell me the truth. Hey, coach, you know what? I overslept, and that's on me. You know what? There's going to be consequences to every action, but you know what? I can live and I can work with somebody like that. And us as coaches, you know, we got to be men of integrity as well and exemplify that. So I'm looking for those five characteristics. That's a phenomenal question you ask in addition to talent.
No doubt. And I feel like coming here out here to Georgia, look about that, Coach Walden. A lot of times you say, Georgia, not there, far away from Clarksville. I know for me, Atlanta is 4:15 for me from Atlanta to Clarksville. So talk about being able to come down to Georgia and get talent from down here, also Tennessee, Alabama, Mississippi, Kentucky, Missouri as well. By your location, you can get to a lot of places in less than 5 hours in a car.
Man, no doubt. Coach, I've said this, you know, I always joked around. You know, I'm originally from Fort Worth, Texas, and I always joked around. I was like, man, if we could get like our big guys, D-line, O-line, and, you know, those guys from the north, get those big physical hog mollies, and then you could get your speed from the south, that'd be like the ideal job. And that, you look at Austin Peay, that's exactly where we're at. You know, we're only about 3 to 4 hours away from Cincinnati, Ohio, right? But then, like you said, we're only about 3.5 to 4 hours from Atlanta, you know? So, like, we're in that perfect hotbed, man, where, yes, we I always believe no matter what job you have, you got to own your region in recruiting. So, like, we're going to own the state of Tennessee. We want to own Tennessee first, and then we're going to work out to our supplemental states that are right around us. The big ones for us, obviously, Georgia, Bama, and Florida have been huge for us. And then obviously going to get our bigs, you know, from some of those Ohio schools, you know, I mean, like Georgia to us has been, I mean, I can't tell you, recruiting Atlanta and recruiting Georgia, man, it reminds me so much of recruiting Texas, man. I mean, they have poured money into that. Like, they do it right in Georgia. They do it right. I mean, those high schools, those coaches, they got recruiting coordinators that can help you, that can feed you information, and the talent is unbelievable. And I've been so impressed with the kids. You know, we got two kids on our team that played at Langston Hughes, you know, state champs. And one of them's a true freshman starting for us right now. You know, the other one starts the safety for us right now. You know, we got another receiver in our, you know, that's from, he's from Norcross, you know, and he starts for us. So you're talking about two out of our starting four receivers are from the ATL. And I mean, and then you go to Bama. I mean, Bama's just a hotbed. You know, we're only an hour and a half, 2 hours, you know, essentially from Huntsville, you know, from North Alabama. You start to peak in there, and then you can get down to Birmingham in about three, you know. And so, like, we're just in a phenomenal recruiting location where we got to take advantage and make sure we're covering those areas. And so Georgia, though, I can't tell you how good Georgia's been to us. A lot of speed and a lot of great kids and great coaches, you know, in that area.
And you're in a town that's growing. Charlottesville's going to be the third biggest city in Tennessee. It's all said and done. You're in a growing town. It's burgeoning. What I'm seeing off exits 4, exit 8, exit 11, exit 1, I am seeing growth near your city, even downtown with the new arena for basketball. Think about being across the way you see it growing right before your eyes every day.
Man, I've said this. You hit it on the head. I've said this. I believe in the next 10 to 12 years, and maybe it takes 15. I don't know. It could be the way it's going now. I think it'd be 10 to 12. It could be the next Nashville, man. I mean, at some point, it is going to end up being – you know, that big of a place at some juncture, and at least even starting out maybe a smaller version of it. But like the growth of the city is unbelievable. I mean, heck, look, I'm from Texas, man. We love us some Whataburger. Heck, we got four Whataburgers here now, dog. Come on now. Are you kidding me? We got that. We made it. In my eyes, we made it. You know what I'm saying? We made it. But like, I mean, like, recruits say this all the time, coach. Like when recruits come on a visit here, they always leave, and on my exit meeting, they always say, "Coach, I didn't know it was like this." They always say that, and I said, "Look, I tried to tell you. We send them information, we show them pictures, but man, you gotta come here and feel it and see it, because it's not a hoax, it's not a lie. Like, this is the fastest growing city in the state of Tennessee, and one of the most desirable zip codes in the country to live in. People are constantly moving here because, man, that like it's a great place to raise a family. There are so many things to do from a family aspect. There's so many things growing. You talked about the basketball arena. Downtown is right across the street, man. I could walk over there right now and go get some phenomenal food, and I could just walk around some the beautiful scenery down there. There's beautiful restaurants. There's beautiful park. They got a commons area down there, and you're right next to the Cumberland River. Is just about 7 minutes walking that way, you know. And you know, we just had a big Justin Moore, a big country music star. Just opened up F&M Bank Arena last weekend, last Friday night. You know, we're going to continue to have big time stars come play at the arena, and it's just going to continue to bolster as we grow downtown and grow Clarksville. And you know, there's over, you know, you're talking 200,000 people plus live here now. I mean, you know, that's an impressive deal, and it's so spread out, it doesn't feel congested. So the growth of the city is amazing, and it's certainly a place that's attracting, you know, is attractive for college students and attractive for families moving in.
Coach, let me ask you this, man. How cool was it to get some of your guys, some PT, who were your second stringers, third stringers last week? Because they know you got a big win against ETSU. You get to play some guys. Get some guys prepared for this week's matchup as well against F. Austin. But seeing those young guys put in all that hard work and get to play a little bit, get their name in the paper a little bit that last weekend.
Man, I appreciate you bringing that up, partner, because that's what this is about. Seeing that smile on their face when they get to go in the game. And it just reiterates your message as a coach, right? You know, you're always telling those guys, you never know when your opportunity's coming. You know, we had that conversation the other day. We don't refer to our, you know, a lot of people refer to it as the scout team or something like that. We view that as a derogatory term. You know, we call it developmental squad because we're a developmental program. So we're developing people and we're developing players. And so we always talk about developing every day, and you don't know when that opportunity is going to come. And we were able to unload the bench and get you know, those developmental players reps in games that is going to help their career down the road. Young man that got some reps that, you know, just, you know, we're talking about the Atlanta area, you know, a young man named Frank Caldwell played at Pace Academy there. And like, he, you know, was killing us on the Devo defense. He's a stud linebacker. All of a sudden we throw him in on, you know, the Black Rain defense, and we throw him in running down on kickoff. Hey, now, I mean, he put some stuff on tape, man. He's, you know, he's worked his way into a role now, you know? And so, like, you know, you just, like, that's what this thing's about, man. When you get opportunities like that, I love seeing those guys get in the game, because then their teammates get excited for them. They get juice. You want to get them the ball, you know? And I really love the way they embrace that, the way they attacked it. And they certainly deserve it. You know, they certainly deserve it, all the hard work they put in behind the scenes. And that meant a lot for the growth of our program going forward.
And coach, man, I saw where I looked at Mike, your quarterback, man. He's out there reading defense the right way, going to profession the right way. And I'm liking it, because, you know, you and I both know, man, some quarterbacks lock on their first read. Sure. He's going through the progressions. He's actually looking at reading the defense. Hell, okay, they're doing this. Okay, let me get my guy here. So somebody's going as a quarterback, send him out there, run the offense the right way, hit the right guys in stride, multiple guys in stride, rather, and, you know, and get you guys going that way.
Yeah, no, I appreciate the evaluation there of him because he was spot on. And Mike, we've had several NFL scouts come through here, and you know they there's a couple guys on our team they're asking about, Mike being one of them. And you know, that's the thing I tell them is, you know, Mike's a ball junkie. Mike has got a very unique mindset. You know, we have a Thursday walkthrough, and he's done this for 2 years. And we do that Thursday walkthrough. I script the walkthrough, right? And he'll take that script and he'll, like, before the walkthrough, just like be looking at it, studying it. And I'll start to signal the plays of the walkthrough, and he'll already call them out. I mean, that's how like ahead he is. He is in tune and dialed in like that. He's a very sharp football mind. You know, honestly, he probably wants to do more than what we do, but I'm like, hey man, we can't put too much. We got to let guys play free. Like we can't put too much out there, but you know, little things like seeing the front, you know, there was some even checks up front that he had last week that he checked that, you know, the common eye, you know, wouldn't see. And he checked those things. But in terms of his progression, I thought he was phenomenal at when they took away his first read, snapping his eyes, you know, to his second, third progression and getting back. And you know, the pre-snap picture, you know, he studied that. He knew based on leverage here, based on the safety rotation, you know, is he 2 yards outside the hash? Is he on the hash? You know, he had a really good feel for like, okay, what those guys were going to do before they knew what they were going to do. And he was able to adjust on the fly. And, you know, we study those pictures all week. We talk about our progressions, you know, where we're at. He knows those progressions like the back of his hand to where really we could run him against any defense. And he knows I'm here. If they give me this, I got to accelerate off this and play here. And I just think it's a culmination of his work ethic, his smarts. And then it's his second year in the system, and he and I working together, and he knows exactly what I'm looking for. He knows exactly what he needs to be looking for each play. And man, he was dialed in, and man, he got the ball to 11 different receivers. I think 2 touchdown passes to like 4 or 5 different guys. And that was fun. That was really fun to watch him operate. But like you said, it was that right there, not getting dialed into one progression, you know, staying true to what the defense gives me. I thought he did an elite job of that.
It's beautiful to watch me watch it back. You know, I'm a wide receiver by trade, coach. So
yeah, I love it.
Beautiful to see a quarterback. Okay, man, so the declaration, we got there. We good. Okay. Okay, they in cover 2, cover 3, cover 4. Let me hit my beater here. So I was seeing him go through and know what to do, man. It was like, where was this when I played?
Hey, we'd have got you the rock, baby. I'll tell you that. We'd have got you in space, brother. I promise you.
I was like, where is it?
No doubt, man. No doubt. No doubt.
Yes, sir. I love you. Know what? Also, man, with him playing so well quarterback, our guys in the backfield, Javon and CJ, getting the job done, holding the rock for you too as well.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That running game got going. When you can spread it downtown and really spread that ball around and playing, you know, we're a tempo offense. So, you know, we play really fast. And, you know, when you start to get those guys running, those big boys running it, you know, it really softens them up inside, you know, because those big 300-pound D linemen are running and, you know, and having to play in space. The backers are thinking more pass. The corners, safeties are all in tune. And then all of a sudden, you start to run a power run game at them. And that's kind of the unique thing about our system for years has been different. You know, we're not pure air raid where, you know, we're not going to run the ball. We're going to run the ball physical. And so whenever you're having to defend all these things, all the screens, all the down the field stuff, you know, then we're going to get into the power run game at some point. And those guys, man, I'll tell you what, they ran hard. They ran physical in our offensive line, you know, and our tight ends. I mean, they're kind of unsung heroes. Those 6 guys, the 5 linemen and our tight ends, did a great job paving the way for our backs.
I got 2 more for you, Coach. Steve F. Austin, talk to me about what you see those guys on film and what they're going to challenge you going to face those guys as well. Those a very story program out of UAC, man. And tell me about that, brother.
Yes, sir. Yeah. So really good football team. Really good football team. Their personnel is as good as any. They're long. They're physical. They got several 300-pounders up front on the D-line. They're huge on the O-line. They got a couple of 6'7", 6'6" guys, you know, 315, 330-pounders, and they got guys that can run. You know, Kobe Carthel is a friend of mine that, you know, being from Texas, he and I know each other real well, and he is an elite recruiter. That's the one thing that you'll see with those guys is they are going to have talent every single year. And they've got talent, you know, obviously they've got the Gibson kid playing in for the Jets right now, making a big name for himself. But, you know, they got talent riddled everywhere. You know, they got a Tennessee transfer quarterback. You know, we're going to have to travel and play well. You know, it's all about us and about our process. But these guys, they are physical. They're big. And what they've done is they've recruited great sizes and they got good team speed, man. So, you know, got a ton of respect for what they bring to the table, what they do. We're going to have to be elite on the road and traveling, focusing, and executing as we get on that plane on Friday.
And last one for you. How has it been, though, looking at the film of the guys from the UAC that are new, right, the last conference now, the merger between you, ASUN, and the WAC? How cool has it been to see everybody in different schools going different places now and seeing different coaches and what they're doing on film?
Yeah, I think it's awesome, man. I think the UAC is a great league. And you know, from top to bottom, I mean, it's very deep. You know, there's not like a lot of drop off. You know, that's the thing that you'll see. It's not like the top three teams. Then it's like, all right, boom. You know, like the last team in the league, you know, could beat one of the top tier teams. You know, I really feel like that after kind of watching film on guys and seeing stuff. And I'll say this. I know that, you know, you got concerns about budget, travel, this, that, and the third, you know, with in terms of, you know, when you're talking about flying out to Texas or Utah. But, man, how cool is it for our kids to get to, you know, some of these guys never been on a plane before. You know, how cool is it to get our guys that get on that plane, fly out to Texas, fly out to Utah? I mean, heck, I ain't never been to Utah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm excited, you know, get out here at some point, you know, like get to go travel these places and play these games. Man, it's a blessing, man. It's a blessing to get to do that. And obviously blessed to have, you know, the means to do that, you know? And so I just think it's a great opportunity for our guys to get that exposure, to travel out to new places and play great teams, because it's a loaded league. And, you know, this is obviously conference play right here, our conference opener, and a big time game down in Texas. And but again, I think the league is, you know, there's a lot of teams that can win it. I mean, it is top to bottom loaded. It's very competitive. And certainly we just got to take it one game at a time and put our best foot forward and work on being 1-0 every week.
It's funny that one of the coaches in your league at Southern Utah, Delane, coached against me back in the day. It's funny having a boss.
Wow. That's crazy, man. It's a football small world, isn't it?
Yeah, it's funny. He's like, you know, I remember I watched film with you. I said, I know you did. I remember you too, Blaine.
They saw all those post routes, baby, those go routes, baby.
Yes, sir. So it's funny. Like you said, it's a small world, us football world, man. But it's fun to be able to come step back now, have a radio show and talk to you guys, have a good time about it, man. It's just a game to have a great time with, bring us all together and have some fun on Saturdays, man.
No doubt, brother. And I appreciate, like, you know, you having us on and the passion, the energy you're bringing to this. Like, it really means the world, man. I can feel your passion through the Zoom call, man. We may have to get you a red jersey and let you run a couple routes, dog, and come out to practice, baby.
I got one more year left, coach.
Well, hey, you guys, don't tip me really good time,
man. COVID year, right?
COVID year, that's right. I think we all got a COVID year. And heck, with the portal, we can find a year for you somehow. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, no Coach, man, it was fun, brother. Hey, good luck this week, man. I'll see you soon. I told you, I come across you pretty often, man. So I got your number. I'll hit you up offline, man. So we're going to get together, man. Love to see you practice with you guys and look at your receivers with you, man. And just have fun, brother.
Hey, let's do it, man. Come on by anytime you're in Clarksville, partner, okay?
All right, Coach. It's fun. I'll see you soon, brother.
Hey, God bless, brother. Take care. Thanks for having me on.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BELIEVE, BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King, 50 King out at 105theking.com, and the Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's the Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.